Our burning question is, what if there is no consensus end-time prophecy in Scripture for our one nation under God, because it might cease to exist by then? That question demands our immediate attention, both pulpit leaders and the body of Christ. The future of our faith and civics hangs in the balance, and it's up to us, pulpit leaders and the body of Christ, to frame it. It all starts with seeing our Abba Father's 1776 creation through his eyes. The final outcome is uncertain but depends on our actions and godly civics. No one knows when Jesus is returning, but we do know the ultimate trigger. The enemy has so destroyed religious liberty that believers must choose between our Abba Father or the Nahas world government, the mark of the beast, Reverend 1317, with nowhere to hide. That is not a fate we pulpit leaders can accept today. We must act now to prevent such a dire future. As pulpit leaders and the body of Christ, our mission is clear. We must do everything possible to safeguard religious liberty, which can only exist inside social liberty. That is our calling, and godly civics is the unifying strategy that can guide us, regardless of denomination. The longer our USA exists, the more souls we get into heaven. Godly civics is not just about saving a nation. Our Abba Father created our one nation under God to be his shining city on the hill, the beacon and refuge to the dying world, for social and religious liberty. Religious liberty cannot stand alone in our castle with a moat. That duality is where we pulpit leaders have missed the mark. Our godly civics is a comprehensive strategy that all pulpit leaders and the body of Christ should embrace, because it will catapult our faith to a new level and glory to our Abba Father.